This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. The casualties of war are creeping closer to home for members of America's military. The suicide rate among service members is on the upswing. One veteran takes his or her life every 80 minutes. That's according to a recent report issued by the Department of Veterans Affairs. About 20% of military personnel suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. They are at even higher risk of suicide than their peers. Treatment of PTSD has improved dramatically in recent years. The stigma of being diagnosed is slowly starting to fade. Gregory Inman is a clinical psychologist and a team leader at the Raleigh Vet Center. He regularly counsels veterans and their family members, and I'm pleased to welcome him to the program. Hello, Greg.
Thanks for having me.
What is PTSD?
PTSD is post-traumatic stress disorder. People experience traumas such as combat or traumas within even the civilian sector sometimes develop a set of symptoms that we call post-traumatic stress disorder. These symptoms are normal after experiencing a traumatic event and consist of such things as having nightmares, thinking about the traumatic event over and over again, being in a hyper sense of alertness, and also trying to avoid talking about or thinking about the traumatic event. For most people, these symptoms go away over time, but for a certain set of people, they seem to stick, and that's what we call post-traumatic stress disorder.
And is there a link between these symptoms, which the person experiences themselves, and then the way they affect their behavior and how they can, how they can manage themselves?
It certainly has a big impact on their lives. A lot of times what happens is they start avoiding certain situations that remind them of the traumatic event. So it can, for a soldier who experiences something like an IED attack over in Iraq, it may impact their driving. If they're used to seeing things on the side of the road that blow up, when they see things on the side of the road now, they may have that reaction as if they're in a dangerous situation again. Also, there's a tendency for some of these veterans to isolate and not to share their experiences with their family, and that causes problems at home as well.
In terms of how long these symptoms go on, are there ways of measuring this? Are there ways of determining, say, the severity, and is there a measurement scale that you use?
Certainly. Anytime we have a veteran that comes to the VA or the Vet Center, we do an evaluation. We do a screening for post-traumatic stress disorder. And then if they're positive for the screening, we're going to go ahead and do a full evaluation of them and kind of evaluate the severity of their symptoms.
Why are service members who have been diagnosed with PTSD at greater risk of suicide?
I think when you look at the risk factors with PTSD, there's a lot of correlated disorders that go along with PTSD. If you're having difficulty at home, if you're having increased irritability, anger, if you're remembering your traumatic event over and over again, if you're having less sleep at nighttime, I think those are risk factors for just generally feeling stressed and uncomfortable and not happy. And I think that puts you at increased risk for other things as well, substance abuse.
All those things that
suicide as well,
yeah.
Right?
So we've known for a while now that the military has tried to address this and tried to make it less of a stigma, that they've recognized that was a problem. People weren't coming forward. In a sense, the military had been responsible for it and was trying to change that. Is it changing?
Yeah, one of the nice things that happens now that didn't happen 10 years ago is that we have, for any soldier or military member that is deployed and they come back, we do a screening every time they come back. We screen for post-traumatic stress disorder. We also screen for traumatic brain injuries, and we kind of get an overall evaluation of other deployment and their mental health. Of course, we rely on them to tell us what symptoms they're experiencing in order for us to provide the treatment. But we ask the questions, and we spend a lot more time doing outreach and trying to get services for veterans at this point than we ever have in the past.
What does a PTSD diagnosis, though, do for your career?
One of the nice things about the Department of Veterans Affairs, about the Vet Center program, is the confidentiality of services. And we make it very clear that we do not release information without the veteran's permission. So it is entirely up to them who we release information to, and they do not need to disclose their diagnosis if they come in and are diagnosed and receive services.
So it wouldn't affect if you wanted to be redeployed. Is that a factor? Is that weighed by the military?
One of the things, and I can't speak entirely for the Department of Defense, but the military has been much more receptive to their military members getting services. They want mentally healthy service members if they're going to be redeployed.
But would that affect redeployment then? In other words, saying, you know, go ahead, get some treatment and then come back, but we can't deploy you in this condition?
One of the things from a Veteran Affairs perspective, our goal is to provide the services and to get them the help that they need. And we leave it up to the Department of Defense to determine who is redeployable or not.
Does PTSD look different for men than it does for women?
One of the things that brings up an interesting point is that our military is changing. We're having much more women serving in the military than ever in the past. And what that means is that a larger population of what the VA serves now is going to be women veterans. In fact, currently there are 71,000 female veterans in North Carolina. One of the things with trauma is we see combat trauma in women that we haven't seen before because women are serving much more frequently on the front lines and seeing a lot more combat action. One of the other things the Vet Center program does is provide military sexual trauma treatment as well for those who have been sexually traumatized while serving in the military or have been harassed while in the military. And one of the surprising things with that for many people is that there are as many men who have been sexually traumatized in the military as there are women. And I think that point gets lost oftentimes.
Let me break this down a couple of ways. Is the treatment different? Do the symptoms look any different for men than women in any kind of post-traumatic stress?
We see the similar set of symptoms, and it's broken into clusters, the re-experiencing symptoms, the nightmares, thinking about the traumatic event, the arousal symptoms, which being hypervigilant, being hyper-startled response to large loud noises, and then the avoidance symptoms. And we treat the PTSD in the same way. And it's much different now than it has been in the past. The VA has rolled out a number of evidence-based treatments for PTSD as well as other disorders that have been shown to be much more effective treatments than have been used in the past. Some of those include cognitive processing therapy and prolonged exposure, which there's a lot of data now that shows that they're effective in providing relief and recovery from PTSD.
Can you describe those for us?
Just briefly, a lot of it is challenging some cognitive thoughts that they may have about the traumatic event. Oftentimes, there's a feeling of guilt or grief or thoughts of I should have done something differently in order to have prevented what happened. And what we kind of go in there and do is talk with them and develop a more realistic set of beliefs about what they did and did not do, and also beliefs about themselves, the world in general. A lot of it involves talking about the traumatic event and with prolonged exposure. Specifically, they talk about their traumatic event over and over again until it extinguishes and it's not as painful as it was in the past.
And that works, just being able to talk about it, visualize it, and see it rather than avoid it.
Absolutely. One of the things that maintains symptoms of PTSD is that avoidance. And that's for people who don't recover, they start developing these set of symptoms where they don't talk about the traumatic event. They don't go places that remind them of the trauma. And that's kind of what makes it stick. And so what we're going in there and doing is starting to challenging some of those thoughts about that and also to expose them to those situations.
Do vets worry that treatment for PTSD is going to follow them in civilian life and make it hard for them to get a job?
I think it goes back to them having some trust in the VA process in terms of being confidential with their records. And one of the nice things about treatment is symptoms get better. You get better if you go to treatment. And so if you're feeling better, you're functioning better, then you're not going to have those problems when you go look for a job and when you're out in civilian world.
Whether or not you have been diagnosed, is there a growing problem for veterans just in the perception of the general population about who's coming back and what they're carrying with them?
Yeah, that's one of the hopes that we're concerned with here now, is that after Vietnam, so many veterans were stigmatized with being violent or being crazy, and that just was not the case. It's not true. And so veterans have that concern. And what we want to do is get the message out that, you know, people who have PTSD are not crazy. They've developed a normal set of symptoms following an extraordinary event, and things can get better.
And it's not – and to clarify this, and I think you just said it, but let's say it again. PTSD is not a mental illness.
It's developing – it's a disorder that's developed from being exposed to something very traumatic. So you have to be exposed to extreme trauma that most people don't experience, like in combat.
It is treatable, and the treatment has been getting better and better owing to the fact that we are acknowledging it, so that people who have had that trauma do get better and find themselves functioning a whole lot better these days.
Absolutely. It's great. The other thing that's nice is that we're providing more and more services for families. And one of the things, because we know that PTSD impacts the whole family, what we want to develop is a better social support. So bringing in the family increases the effectiveness of treatment, and supporting the whole family is really the right thing to do.
Greg, thanks very much for talking with us.
All right. Thank you.
Greg Inman is a clinical psychologist and team leader at the Raleigh Vet Center. He's going to be speaking as part of a symposium on trauma at NC State University. The event is called Healing Broken Places. Happens next Wednesday, March 21st. From noon to 4:30, for more information, socialwork.ncsu.edu. Just ahead, the history of federally protected wilderness on the state of things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.